Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you your weekly insurance news wrap this May 7th, 2025. Let's dive into the notable industry happenings of the past week. First off, the Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee is advocating for significant industry reforms to increase transparency and protect small businesses. A key proposal is enforcing stricter procedures with regards to claims updates and policy renewals. The suggested changes involve policyholders receiving claims updates every 20 business days and policy renewal notices extended to 30 business days before expiry. These proposed changes are intended to improve trust and decision-making by policyholders while also reducing the risk of coverage lapses. A draft report on these changes is expected to be released next month. Across to Hervey Bay, Queensland, where Cyclone Alfred has put insurers under scrutiny. Member for Parliament David Lee raised concerns about the struggles that local businesses are facing to get their damage claims acknowledged. The Insurance Council of Australia has labeled the event as a catastrophe, with claims already totaling nearly $1 billion. An upcoming meeting on May 15th aims to engage with affected parties and discuss recovery efforts. In a different news, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, ruled against a motor policyholder's claim for stolen engine coverage. The policyholder, holding a comprehensive policy with IAG, faced rejection due to insufficient evidence of ownership and the fact that the part was awaiting assembly rather than installed in a 1993 Nissan Skyline. This decision highlights the importance of understanding policy terms for vehicle components and the need to consider additional coverage options for valuable parts and modifications. Lastly, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, known as ACCC, is once again opposing broker commissions. They argue that broker commissions, often linked to premium amounts, pose conflicts of interest, hence the push for a ban on conflicted remuneration. Key industry figures are calling for transparent broker practices in response, while others propose expanded disclosure requirements. What all these developments tell us is that the insurance industry is continuously evolving. As consumers, it is crucial to keep informed and understand the details of our agreements and the changes in our policy environments. That's all for this week's Insurance News Wrap. For more information on securing personal or business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Dottori from Financial Services Online, keeping you in the know.